Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The DH, Harry Spillman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive towards third. Coles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Hill and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk. Coles reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Spillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Harry Spillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spillman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tolleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Tolleson reaches third base with a triple. Hill scores. Cangalosi goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Gene Nelson now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herndon moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tolleson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tolleson. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Lemon scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 7-4, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coles bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with little covering, for the out. Trammell moves to third. Collins moves to second. One out. Juan Agosto now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Harry Spillman. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fisk, who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. Collins scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins. Little reaches second base with a double. Hairston moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Little moves to third. It's 10-5, Tigers. Chuck Carey now pitching. Bobby Bonilla pinch hits for Mark Hill. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Little tags and scores. One out. It's 10-6, Tigers. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cangalosi takes first base on ball four. Guillen moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tolleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Kangalosi moves to second. It's 10-7, Tigers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Bobby Bonilla now playing first base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Brian Little. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Hairston moves to second. It's 10-8, Tigers. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Collins bunts towards third. Tolleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coles bunts towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett catches it and throws to second with Guillen covering, to double up Collins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Dave Engel now playing right field. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Jerry Hairston. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.